Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
The best team in all the land, and I've got for say it, we love you, PNE. PNE.
PNE, oh, I love this entrance. I absolutely love this music that kicks off the PNE fan show. It is the Preston North End fan show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. It is the PNE takeover, which means you can have your say tonight. You can have your say on any fan show, but especially this one. We want to get your Preston North End views. What are you making of it? There wasn't a game on the weekend. Maybe a chance for the players just to rejuvenate themselves as we get into the home stretch this season, the business end of the season. Well, I'm joined now by a man who knows a lot more than me when it comes to Preston North End. It is Oliver Dawes from Deepdale Digest. Oliver, really good to get you on. Always enjoy our chats. There wasn't a game on the weekend, but make no doubt about it. You know, the games come thick and fast in the Championship, and it is all steam ahead now to the end of the season. Preston have just found something at the minute, just found maybe something that they can bottle going forward. What are you making of it now on the run as we look ahead? And would this break, this small break, have done of any good? They said there wasn't a winter break in the Championship, but Preston have just had one of sorts.
Yeah, it's funny with North End because usually over the international breaks, we don't have many players going away, but we tend to come back and have a bad result. So it's weird. It's sort of, you'd think that it would be a good thing to get a little bit of a break, but you never know with Preston. But yeah, coming into that break off the back of a 3-0 win at Barnsley was great, because even the Charlton win was a little bit edgy in places, but Barnsley was one of the best performances I've had for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously there was a few midweek games this week in the Championship. I know Preston wasn't one of them, but it's really opened it up. I know you would have been watching it with a keen eye. Brentford losing to Nottingham Forest, you know, Leeds looked like they were down and out, 2-0 at home to Millwall, they come back. West Brom just can't buy a win at the minute. The league is wide open. It's really opening up. What did you learn from those 2 days, Tuesday's games, from a Preston perspective?
Well, again, it feels like we've got a really good chance. I mean, like you say, West Brom can't buy a win now. I think, is it five without a win?
It's one in nine. It's crazy. And they're still second, Oliver.
Yeah, well, it's like with North End. Like, we haven't been so great for a couple of months now, really. And we're still sat seventh. So, yeah, it's all to play for, really. But it's a little bit frustrating having those points drop, because now you look at it and think we might not have been that far away from the top two, because all of a sudden they've sort of been pulled back in with the rest, because West Brom are only 2 points ahead of Forest now. So a couple of good results and you never know.
Yeah, a little bit of deja vu. I know Preston, they always get here and we're desperate for the big time, trying to get to that promised land. And we've seen the clubs, you know, that we don't like to do as well and get there maybe before Preston are on a smaller budget, smaller club. And it is one of the annoying things. Whatever happens this rest of the season, there may come a time at the end when we'll look at that. We'll see West Brom and Leeds struggling and think, Preston missed a little bit of a chance here because we didn't capitalise on that. They've been brought back closer to us, but we've just not kicked on when we could have around that festive period.
Yeah, I think you look back at the Cardiff game that was just before Christmas that we should have won. We were winning at Leeds and conceded a late equaliser. Then two home games after that to Reading and Middlesbrough, who are in the bottom half, and we lose them both. So I feel like those four games are really the ones that are sort of buried in my brain a little bit, the ones that feel like missed opportunities, because the points are there to be had, but can only take two from a possible 12.
Yeah, it has been a frustrating period, but now hopefully they've turned that corner. I know a lot of the fans, and we're going to speak to Charlie in the second half, just about maybe of a missed opportunity when it comes to the transfer window, because the fans are having that say. Obviously, there's been a few signings. Preston haven't been involved in them. Alex Neil saying that don't expect much. He doubts any more will happen. Just on that quote alone, Oliver, disappointed or kind of expected as much?
A little bit of both, to be honest. We definitely need a couple more players, I think. I think another left-back and another striker are the ones that fans will point to and say that we've needed them since summer, really, and still haven't been addressed. But for some reason, just had a gut feeling after the Sinclair deal that would be it this month. I can understand that it's a big move and maybe it's drained the finances a little bit, but it is very frustrating that it feels like we're clearly 2-3 players away, and yeah, we're going into the final day not expecting anything to be done at all. And I know Alex Neil wants the window to be over with now, really, so we can stop being asked about it, but I'm sure he's probably a little bit frustrated as well.
Yeah, it's a strange one. Obviously, the high and the jubilation at obviously signing Scott Sinclair, and it's sort of, I don't want to say faded away, fizzled away, not down to Scott, obviously, himself, but just because no one else is added into it, and I know the names that have been linked. But on this season alone, Oliver, now that we're coming towards that business end of the season, the home stretch, as I keep saying, if we're judging it in tiers, a beginning and a middle of end, we know how this gone previously in the Championship. What have we learnt from the identity of the side this year, and what can we really expect going forward?
I think what we've seen with Preston is that when everyone's fit and available, that they can be a test for any team in the division. You know, like Leeds haven't beaten us this season. West Brom only got a win over us with a very dodgy last-minute penalty. Forest haven't beaten us this season. Fulham haven't beaten us this season. So we're a test for anybody when everyone's fit and available. It's just that once you take 2 or 3 players out, whether it's injuries, suspensions, loss of form, whatever it may be, the holes in the squad start to become a little bit more exposed. And I think that's why fans were hoping for a little bit more in January, because those holes have been noticeable over the last couple of months. But instead, it feels like they've brought Sinclair in to hopefully just get us over the line and into the playoffs, really, when a couple more additions maybe could have got us a little bit higher.
Yeah, that's why we maybe mentioned that opportunity miss with the players coming in. But is it an opportunity miss, not just because they've not added to it and they're going for the players, but in a year that the Championship, it's known as one of the best division and leagues, you know, in European football. Everyone loves it and how close it is. But does it feel like that everyone's just got a lot tighter this year and the Championship maybe not as of the quality it has been in the past seasons or the past few seasons?
Yeah, to me it felt like that even before the start of the season. Like, I didn't feel like, maybe Leeds have Fulham and West Brom, but it didn't feel like there would be anyone that would absolutely run away with it like there have been in previous years. And there's some big clubs that have sort of had to readjust to financial fair play. So you look at, you know, Derby, Middlesbrough, they're sort of in the bottom half. Stoke, Huddersfield, all
QPR
sort of adjusting
in trouble
a little bit. Mm. Yeah, like, there's a few clubs like that where they've just had to tone back the spending maybe a little bit, and it felt like a big opportunity for not just Preston, but even Brentford's and Bristol City's that have been in that sort of 7 to 12 range in recent seasons to take that next step. And our business doesn't really smack of a team that is going to make that next step.
Yeah, it's the thing that I am holding on to, Oliver, then, not that we need to look for positives. Like you said, you're right in that playoff mix. You know, Nottingham Forest has come from nowhere. Now they're 2 points behind automatic, and West Brom and Leeds are having a dip. The one thing that has been brilliant this year, and you know, it's what we can count on, it's been that home form. How good have Preston been at Deepdale? And then obviously looking for that to continue when they play Swansea on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's been almost weird because the first sort of 2 seasons of Neil's reign, we were almost better away from home than we were at home. And this season's completely reversed, and now we're great at home and not so good away. The way the sort of unbeaten home run ended against West Brom was hard to take. And then, like I say, over the festive period, you lose at home to Reading and Middlesbrough, which was certainly not expected, but at least they're back on track with that Charlton win. I think it's that old adage of if you win your home games and pick up points on the road, then you'll be in a good position. And I think that's the basis of how North End will get into the top six if they're going to.
Yeah, and just away from Preston itself, but keeping for a Preston perspective, done a lot of fan shows this week, Oliver, talking about, you know, ticket prices. We've just done a Middlesbrough one there. Derby brought it up this week, and the whole movement, 20s, plenty, cup replays, and just, you know, sort of still pricing out fans that want to bring, you know, their kids along and other family members, especially with the travel prices, and there needs to be a cap. But where do you stand on it all? Because there still needs to be more done on it, doesn't there?
Yeah, 100%. I do think that £20 would be a great idea, but I think Preston charge like fairly decent prices for away fans, and yet when we go away to places like Leeds and stuff, we're paying 30, 40 quid a ticket. It's ridiculous at this point, and it's almost surprising that more hasn't been done already. Like, I know some clubs are quite good. I think when we go to Wigan in a couple of weeks, their prices are really good for travelling fans. So yeah, hopefully, you know, with all the money in the game, you'd hope that it would sort of filter through and that fans wouldn't have to pay quite so much to go and watch the team. But we live in hope.
Yeah, especially when the games are on TV. I completely agree. Just wanted your thoughts on it. Oliver, it's really good to get you on the Preston Show and also to give us your time when it is late in the evening. But please check out Deepdale Digest. Oliver Dawes there. Well, there is still time on the Preston Takeover, which means there's still time for you to have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558.
Love Sport.
Charlie Hawkins. Well, I'm now joined by Charlie from P&E Home and Away. What a right couple of Charlies we are. We're seeing you through on the Preston Takeover. Charlie, always good to get you on and have a natter with you about North End. There wasn't a game on the weekend, but I've been keeping up to date with the Home and Away Twitter, and there is still, obviously, a lot of noise around the club. We're nearing the end of that January transfer window, and it started so well with Scott Sinclair, and now it's kind of fizzled out, it's petered out a bit, and maybe the funds have been taking place. But reading the tweets that you've put out and the tweets you've interacted with, there's a feeling amongst fans that missed opportunity here, and they've not really done as much as they could have or should have.
Yeah, it seems to be a running theme with our club, in terms of back in the day with Billy Davis, getting to the playoffs, and just need their next few players to push the club forward to like, like he's now, like Oliver said, need a full-back and a striker, maybe just to push us over, because we're not like other teams, we don't have strength in depth, and if a couple of players do get injured, we're going to get caught out like we already have been this season. So it's one of them. I don't think it's we've not got the money, it's just that the financial fair play that comes into play. But we've just, Brownell's just been sold to Burnley, so we'll get a percentage of that, and possibly maybe we could see someone coming in with that money being used.
Yeah, but is it too late now, Charlie? You know, because this has come very late in the day, unless they knew about the deals, 24 hours to go. And, you know, you mentioned there, you need a fullback, need a striker. And it just seems like maybe, I don't know, they're just praying that the fullback stay fit. But it's a big ask, ain't it?
Yeah, especially when we sent two fullbacks out on loan as well. But, you know, well, we've seen before, we signed in McGeady on loan on deadline day. So there's always still an opportunity. But with what Neil said, you never know, he might be masking something. There might be a player coming in and the club was keeping hush about it.
Yeah, it did feel like a bit of a punch in the gut when he said it. Who knows, maybe something, I don't know if we're all expecting much. He said he doubts they're going to do much. Just on that then, because, you know, maybe we was hopeful. Naki Wells, it looks like he's going Bristol City. And, you know, Callum Robinson, who left for Sheffield United, that was a blow to see him then turn up for WBA. They could have maybe got involved on that one. And I know the fans feel that not only could they have got involved on one or two of those, but they just also feel like they've never really replaced Jordan Hugel.
No, it's a sense of, if the club did come out and say, oh, we have tried and we've had some targets, it's the fact they keep quiet about things and they don't come out. You see all these other clubs and the Twitters, they're always dead vocal. The chairmans are speaking out about things. Like today, the Charlton chairman's come out and he's posted a picture of loads of bags of crisps and that, saying, I'm ready for an exciting 29 hours of the transfer window. We just, Preston fans just want some, like, just want a bit of engagement from the club, in a sense. But yeah,
I know you've got that blossoming bromance with Charlton. Unbelievable! You've got that into another show. I can't believe you, Charlie. I'm gonna start worrying about you. You'll be in a red shirt soon.
No, not a chance.
Well, that won't please Paul and the gang in the SE7 pod. Just quickly then, because I know the feeling amongst the fans, not necessarily so, but not only do they need a striker, just to add an extra body in, because you mentioned the squad depth there, but just maybe it sort of adds an extra pressure onto Sinclair that wasn't needed, a bit much more on his shoulders now if they don't add to it.
Yeah, like I said in that tweet, it's one of them, some fans didn't agree, but I think some fans did. It's a fact of, people probably thought we were going to bring more people in, so it would have took pressure on, but there's more pressure on him to perform now, in a sense of, I think maybe the club thought, he can play up front. He's a winger. It's two players in one, in a sense.
Mm. It's easy for us to sit here, though, ain't it, Charlie? You know, I can appreciate where the fans go, and we go, why haven't they striked when the iron's hot? You know, we're seeing the Championship a little bit weaker. Leeds and West Brom are struggling. There's not only an opportunity to add someone, but there's an opportunity to go, look, the teams are maybe near folding around us. We can strike now and really cement the place up there.
Yeah, like I said, it's probably the best opportunity we're going to get for a few years, because, like you've seen on Twitter, possibly, maybe, is that if we don't go for it, some players that are out of contract, there's a few players that are out of contract, and some of them, they're going to leave. Mm. They're going to think, this club's not where I want to be because they're not aiming high enough, which is quite worrying in the sense of some of the players are out of contract. So it's where we are at the moment. We've got to go for it with the players we've got. If they get injured, it's just one of them things.
It's tough though, because I think that financial fair play is such a big factor. Teams don't want the points deduction. They don't want to go overboard. They've got to spend within their structure and in their budgets. And maybe, probably, do you reckon from up above, and who knows, I'm putting two and two together here, to Preston, the board, they've gone, look, we've got Scott Sinclair in. We've seen a few out. We haven't gotten another one. And yet we're still in the hunt at the end of the window at January. We're only in seventh, and we've got just as good a chance as everyone else without maybe spending that little bit extra.
Yeah, they'll also be thinking that. It's a look of the games. The games are coming up now. We've got a few. Like, we'll play a week in a few weeks. We always tend to lose at their place. So it's just going to be a look of the games. Hopefully, with Daniel Johnson back, like you said, the last two games, we've won money to come back. Obviously, it might create a few more chances, but we just need that striker who can score. Like, I think Oliver put a thing out showing all the strikes we've signed, and I think Maguire scored 17 goals in four seasons for us. Being a striker, that's... Imagine working at a car sales and only selling 17 cars in 4 years. It's just one of them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's when you put it like that, 17 goals in four seasons, you don't really think of it before, do you? And then someone throws a stat. That's why it's dangerous with stats, because they can be a little bit misleading sometimes. They make someone look better or worse. But I know what you mean. But it is three games unbeaten. And maybe I'm reading too much into this, Charlie, but... Because you have had that break on the weekend, has that come at the right time or wrong time, or it won't really play into it?
Well, all fans will tell you that we don't want the break, because we always come back and we get beat. We want to keep going, keep the momentum up.
Yeah.
It seems to be a running theme of every time we get a break, the players come back, they don't look sharp for some reason, which you should do after you've had a break.
Well, that don't bode well, because I'm going to ask about Swansea now. I've mentioned the home form's good, though. They are at home, and they're struggling. They've not won, I think it's 8 away games now, or 9 away games. And with your home form and their away form, you got to think, on paper, it's a banker before unbeaten.
Yeah. It's one of them, like I said, done a few times. It's if we turn up on the day.
Mm. What are you making? You're making
a few good players.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually, you know, obviously Conor Gallagher's there now, and what's his name, that lad from Liverpool?
Yeah.
He's playing front for him now. They've got some good players, but so have we.
Yeah, they've signed Brewster, ain't they?
I've seen a Swansea fan comment saying he's been watching Preston the last few games, and all he can see is that we play long ball football. But I recall when I went to their place, that's all that they did.
Yeah, it's interesting because, and obviously you'll know it well from your secret Charlton love, they've signed Conor Gallagher. It was a big blow losing him to Charlton, and Chelsea sent him up to Swansea, and now he's in the mix as well for them.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's one player that all the Preston fans said they wanted to get as well, just bring him on board. He's a good backup in midfield, because he really likes to run around, he likes putting challenges, and he also likes to shoot.
Yeah, and he does, and he's a good passer of the ball as well. He's young, he's got bags of talent. Who knows what happens with him? But it's a big chance on a weekend with his three games unbeaten. The results you've just got of late, you know, beating a couple of those teams to really kick on. But Swansea, regardless of their away form, they are a team in and around you, and this could be a big statement on the weekend.
Yeah, like I said, push on for every win against Swansea. There's obviously a team in and around us as well, so we need to be beating them teams in and around us, because they seem to be dropping points around us as well. Yeah. So we get above them, then we don't know where we're going to be. Like Oliver said, we're not far off first and second It's one of those mad leagues.
I know. When we talk about it, we're sitting here, and to be fair, we're all doing it. Me, you, Oliver, we're going, oh, we've missed an opportunity. We're not signed someone. But then in the same breath, we're going, top two, we got a chance. I mean, is that the nature of Preston, or is that the nature of the season where we just... We can see what's in front of us, and we're still sort of looking one eye behind us as well.
I think it's a season because all the teams just—it's like a like I said, I explained a few weeks ago. Everyone's doing a yo-yo. Like you said, there's no one out running. Like Bleed had a brilliant result against Millwall, coming back.
That was yeah,
what an unbelievable game to watch. But it's just one of them things. So we're looking forward to the Brentford game. Obviously, we're. Gentry Day at Brentford. We've got Fulham in a few weeks, which is a big game. We've got a few boats booked on the Thames, so you might be able to see us on the Thames in the boat.
Oh, lovely. You'd be popping into the Charlton show now, and you've got but you've got big games as well, because Stoke are resurgent. I know Wigan, yeah. You've mentioned that, but Stoke midweek game, that's going to be another tough one at home, because they've found something as well. And now we get into February, it's a lot of games. I think you've got four games from Saturday. It's four games in 2 weeks. He literally Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. So it's going to be tricky.
It's probably a good thing. Like I said, we need to keep the momentum up. We don't want the breaks. We're going to be playing and playing and playing. Hopefully, we can keep the injuries down in playing that much.
Yeah,
but, I think if Stoke have been looking a good team, but we played them last year at their place. We managed to beat them. It's just our game. We tend to do a counter attack, and when teams are pressing on us as well. That's when we came to catch them out. And a lot of teams just seem to be bringing that to the game now, where they're trying to catch us on the counter, and we're catching them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as long as those fullbacks stay fit, Charlie, I'm pleased. What is your score prediction then for Swansea?
I'm going to go 2-1 to us, and Scott Sinclair to score, just to rub it in Swansea's face.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. I didn't even ask you that. Former player, that makes yeah. sense. It's written in the headlines, Charlie. We mentioned it with Patrick Bauer and a couple of the others. Andre Green, obviously, as well. That's going to be an interesting one. Scott Sinclair. Either way, Charlie, me and you will be here next week on the Preston North End Fan Show to talk about, hopefully, four games unbeaten for Preston and another 3 points in the bag as well. Wouldn't that just be good? Maybe to soften a blow whether they don't sign someone in the next 24 hours. But if they do, we're going to be all over it as well. And you can have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Have your Preston say each and every Thursday, 10:30 to 11, with me, Charlie Hawkins, Oliver Dawes from Deepdale Digest, and Charlie from Preston Home and Away. We will see you next week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.